first chapter of Romans, this great epistle of Paul, great epistle of redemption, for this is the greatest treatise on redemption, matches well in the Old Testament, Exodus, Leviticus, and gives us that salvation in Jesus Christ. First chapter, the 1st to the 17th verses. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God.
Which he has promised before of his prophets.
Notice how he immediately makes reference to Christ in the Old Testament. Because there's no Christ that could be worshipped unless the Old and the New Testament are one. The prophecy showing he's coming, running all the way from Adam down through Seth and down right to Christ's birth. So he refers immediately to the Old Testament, which he promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Notice that, declared to be the Son of God, not by his own utterances. His own utterances are sealed and made truth when he arose from the dead. Until his resurrection, he might have been anybody else. At his resurrection, everything he ever said became inviolable truth. Declared to be the Son of God, how? By the resurrection of the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. In other words, we're to remember that all other doctrines, the virgin birth, the vicarious atonement, all the doctrines, his coming again, all depend on the one great truth. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why? Because the minute you accept his resurrection, you will accept everything he ever said, and you'll never argue about the Word of God. You see? You won't dispute it. You won't argue it. Once you've accepted that, and he says everything else will just come to your heart. So the resurrection is the key. Once you've said he's risen from the dead, and I believe it with all my heart, then you can say the virgin birth was simple to God. The vicarious atonement, his bloodshed on the cross of Calvary. I understand. God gave it for my redemption. How do I know this? Christ arose. This is the proof. God raised him from the dead and had seated him at his right hand. You see? That's it, you see. Seventh verse. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
First, I thank my God, Jesus Christ, for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Well, you know, I might not be able to say that for Franklin Avenue, but I'm thankful that it is spoken about in the area we live in. Let's say that. And beyond. Here and there, someone will go as far as California and come back and say, I was in California, I went to a church, they asked me where I come from, I said, Franklin, we heard about that church. You see? That's it. Our faith is spoken about, not about our beautiful building. Who cares? Not about all the accoutrements. Doesn't mean a thing. But what is spoken about? Our faith. That's what we want, don't we? Our faith to be spoken about wherever our witness goes for Jesus Christ. And notice it says, that it's grace, number one, grace be unto you, and then peace. When you receive the grace of God, the next thing is you'll have the peace of God. You can't have the peace before you get the grace. Both are gifts. You receive Christ. Christ brings that joy into your heart, and you have peace of God. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. I don't want to stay too long here, but this is one of the most important things to the preacher of the gospel, that his heart knows that as he preaches the word, there is an accord between him and the people of God. Can I say this? I've preached in a lot of places and a lot of churches. I still get the greatest blessing when I preach in my own church. Why? Because I've been with you 20 years, and the response I have from your hearts to me is tremendous. I've gone in churches where the words actually bounce off the people, and I'm conscious of it. You can't help that. You're conscious that you're speaking, and there's a spirit of lethargy and slumber, and they don't care the least what you're talking about. And you feel those words bouncing back at you, you know? But here I feel as the words go out, they go to your heart and my heart alike, see? Not just your heart, but your heart and my heart alike. So he says, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and of me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. That's the whole answer. The Greek is the Gentile. There are only two groups in all the world, the Jew and the Gentile. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to all mankind. There's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. There's only one name, because there's only one God. There is but one God, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we should never, never apologize for our Christianity and our Christ, because it is not a religion. It is life. You're not offering to people to come to a church where they can sit and listen. You're offering to them to come to life eternal through faith in Jesus Christ. Other religions, there are many. They may have great moral power to hold people in some sense of restraint. But when eternal life is mentioned, the only one you can get eternal life from is the God who made heaven and earth, made you, and sent his Son to redeem your soul. That's why we must proclaim it. That's why we have missionaries. Because life eternal is in Jesus Christ. I'll read the 17th verse. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.